probably many of us take our homes for granted. Until we're separated from them, we very likely appreciate them a whole lot more after such separation. Someone once said that at least once a year, families should get away from each other in order that appreciation may be nurtured. Probably that is a little extreme, but we definitely need to nurture appreciation for the home. And thus, during the month of June, we'll be studying a series of lessons on the home. Now, someone may be asking, why have a series of lessons on the home? Well, I've chosen three reasons why we ought to have such a series. First, because of what's happening to the home. Consider the following statistics. In 1870, one out of every 33 marriages ended in divorce. Amazing. One out of every 33. In 1900, it was one out of 12. In 1928, it began to be one out of every six. In 1936, it jumped up to one out of every five. And in 1970, it was one out of every three. In 1977, two out of every five. And sadly, from 1986, it's been one out of every two marriages end in divorce. Also notice that the marriage pattern of 1970, there was one divorce, one separation, one unhappy marriage, and one happy marriage. So out of every four marriages, only one was happy. And today, that one separation has carried over to another divorce. And so one out of every two marriages end in divorce. But even of those that stay together, many are unhappy. And so how can we solve this? Lessons like these on marriage. But also as we think about this, then consider also that God places great emphasis upon the home. It was the first institution established after the creation. In Genesis 1 and verse 27, the Bible says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them." So God taught about the home through the Old Testament patriarchal period. And he taught about the home through the Old Testament Mosaic period. To husbands, he said in Proverbs 5 and verse 18, "Let the fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of thy youth." And to the wives, he said in Proverbs 14 and verse 1, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucked it down with her hands." And to parents, he said in Proverbs 22 and verse 15, "Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him." And God teaches us today in the New Testament age about families in passages as Ephesians 5 verses 22 through chapter 6 and verse 4. A third reason why we ought to consider the home is because it applies to us, to every single one of us. To those who are married, the application is obvious. And to those who hope to be married one day, then these things ought to be treasured up in the treasury of your mind and your heart. And to those who are no longer married because of death or whatever the reason, these things can pass on to those who will be and are married today. We ought to love the home as God loved it. We ought to nurture the home as God nurtures it. And we ought to guide the home as God directs it.